Hey everyone, this is Joel, and you're listening to a Life Songs blogcast. I titled this one, When I Joined the Family. You know, because maybe it's not enough to have thank yous front and center in a myriad of ways on our homepage. You know, but I just can't stop thinking about how grateful we all are here at Life Songs for those that decided to support our ministry. And this is a ministry, but it's also a family. Life Songs is a ministry that I couldn't be prouder to be a part of, and it's a family I couldn't be any more inspired by. Now, when I look back retrospectively at the circumstances that brought me into this family, it's truly incredible to see the way God works. We think we know what's best, but we truly don't. He does. You know, when I joined the family, it was weird, because I'll never forget waking up the morning of my interview with excitement, and surprisingly, some reluctance as well. Now, it wasn't that I didn't want to be here or didn't want to be in this situation. I grew up listening to Life Songs. I was incredibly intrigued by the opportunity. The opportunity wasn't something I particularly sought out, but rather had been approached by a wonderful woman you hear in the mornings who I refer to as Miss Nancy. The truth was, I honestly did not know if this was the right situation for me. I had a plethora of things on my plate at the time, and adding another thing to my plate was just very daunting. Cue the anxiety that came because of that. So on the morning of my interview, there was a massive storm expected to hit the New Orleans area, and shockingly, a summer tropical storm in New Orleans amounts to nothing. You know, I thought about calling it off. You know, I get anxious about starting something new. We all do, really. And the storm seemed like the perfect excuse to call it off, maybe reschedule for a date that might not really ever come. It was the perfect excuse, but God had other plans. You see, despite the weather, I was able to overcome my anxieties and make the drive over here in my Jeep Wrangler that had a leaky soft top and it required a rain jacket when driving in inclement weather. I felt indifferent when I arrived. If it works, great. If not, oh well. Now, here's the thing. I have an excellent memory. It's a blessing, and at rare times, it can be a burden. But to be completely honest, I can hardly recall the interview I had with Julie and Libby that morning. Now, what I can remember is walking out of that interview and texting my parents, my life group, my girlfriend, and anyone who I looked up to, asking them to pray for me, asking that they'd pray that I get this job, if that's what you want to call it. I approached the interview hesitant, reluctant, even incredulous, but I left feeling the polar opposite. I texted a group of about 20 people, the most hardcore praying people I know from my church, saying something along the lines of, if I don't get this, I am going to regret it for the rest of my life. Not but 2 hours after leaving the interview, I received a congratulatory email. Now, those emails went back and forth between Julie, Libby, and I, and the wording of those emails were joyful. And even reading them now brings a smile similar to the one that I had upon receiving them in the first place. It's easy to look at those emails like the day I got hired to work for Life Songs. I just got a new job. We can look at it like that, right? But I don't look at it like that whatsoever. That was the day I became a part of an incredible family. A family that always ceases to amaze me. And every 6 months, when we have our Life Song Share-a-thon, I am always left in complete awe. Unfortunately, with this blog, there's really not much of a moral. My heart is full with gratitude, though, for the family of Life Songs and for God's faithfulness. We are all so thankful for you and your gifts. You know, every day I come in, I sit down at my desk, I say hello to the incredible people who work here, I interact with our Life Songs family at concerts, I interact with those for our Life Songs Share-a-thon. And I think every time about how I was so reluctant to do this due to other just temporary obstacles in my life. They were just temporary. But God knew what was best. I'm so thankful He knew. I'm so thankful that morning He instilled the confidence in me to make my way over here for my interview. And I am so incredibly thankful for the family of Life Songs for making this ministry a possibility in the first place. You are the source of joy, hope, and peace for many, including myself and everyone here at Life Songs.